105 Drive with Julian Clover.
First, we're going to chat to my guest, and she is Linda Fairbrother, the new High Sheriff of Cambridge, but only for the past week, I gather.
I am still extremely new in the job, just finding my feet.
Okay, so for those who don't know, what does the High Sheriff actually do?
Well, the High Sheriff is one of these wonderful kind of English-style institutions that is a vestigial role. You know, 1,000 years ago, I'd have been an extremely big cheese indeed, and you'd have been bowing and scraping like mad to me because I was the king's total representative in the county with responsibility for everything from looking after the great bridges of Cambridge and...
Well, they need sorting out at the moment because they haven't been finished.
So I heard on the news, yes. Of course, in those days, there was only the one bridge and terribly important. Everything from looking after the bridges to administering the king's justice, hanging people, catching people, etc., through to collecting the king's money. Anyway, so that in the old days, very big role. Nowadays, the High Sheriff really has no responsibilities as such, but lots of duties, things like looking after judges when the judges are coming from London, the High Court judges are coming to sue a case, generally trying to find out more about the judiciary, helping the police do their job, work in the community, a kind of mega mayor for the county.
And I seem to remember when Her Majesty the Queen made her visit to Cambridge, I presume it would have been your predecessor would have looked after her and met her, as it were.
Indeed. Well, the Lord Lieutenant is the main person, but the High Sheriff is supposed to be at his right hand to help him out with royals, yes.
Okay. So it's an ancient role, as you say. What is sort of the modern version of it? I'm just wondering, it's presumably not, is it a 9-to-5 or...?
Well, the thing about the High Sheriff is there isn't really a job description in a way. There are certain things that one is supposed to do during the course of the year. But basically, at the end of the day, it depends on the High Sheriff, that some of them have a lot of time and can throw themselves into the job, maybe do something every day if they care to. Other people maybe will only do one or two things a week. So you can choose, really.
Mm. How did you get the job in the first place? There wasn't an advert I missed in the Cambridge News.
I'm afraid not. The advert would be rather interesting, actually. It would be something like, you know, be prepared to work all hours, including Saturdays and Sundays, find your own uniform, no salary, no expenses, no administrative help, apply here.
Find your own uniform? You mean there's not some nice sort of red robe with sort of white piping and something like that you might get to wear on special occasions?
Well, there is, but I've got to design it for myself. As a lady High Sheriff, I have to design it for myself. The gentlemen have a rather splendid, what's called court dress, which is based on what you'd have worn if you were going to be a smart person visiting the court or the law courts, whether it's the royal court or the law courts, in the late 18th century. So that's breeches and black tights and silver buckles and lace at the throat. Now, the ladies, of course, because we're a relatively recent innovation in the role of High Sheriff, we're allowed to design our own uniform, but it's supposed to sort of echo the men's. So I do indeed have a rather splendid dark blue coat with silver buttons down the front and lace at the cuff and lace at the throat and a marvellous hat. The great thing about the ladies is we're allowed to wear a hat with white ostrich feathers.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice indeed.
Has there been a female High Sheriff in Cambridgeshire before?
Yes, there has. There's been about 4 or 5. In fact, the most recent one was the one before the person I took over from. There are more of them now. But until the 1967, I think, was the first modern lady High Sheriff, although there were some ancient ones in medieval times, interestingly enough. But in about 1967, the first High Sheriff was appointed, not in Cambridgeshire. Up till then, the excuse not to have lady High Sheriffs was that one of the duties of the High Sheriff was not merely to make sure the justice was carried out, but in particular to make sure the ultimate justice was carried out properly, as in hanging people. And you didn't actually have to, you know, pull the rope, as it were, but you were supposed to be there to make sure it was done good and proper. And they said, well, that wasn't really a proper role for a lady.
Oh, I don't know. You could have, you know, walked along with your basket, caught the head as it fell down, something like that. Is it true that during the selection process, the Queen had to sort of prick your name on a little piece of parchment?
Yes, you asked me how I actually got to become High Sheriff. The short answer to that is you are chosen by a previous High Sheriff. So it's no job ad. You are asked by somebody else.
Is it one of these mixing in the right circles kind of things?
Well, it depends. I mean, I certainly wouldn't say I particularly mix in the right circles, but you're supposed to be sort of reasonably well known in the community, done a certain amount of charity work, voluntary work, be able to kind of mix with lots of people. And then, yes, sometimes there are a number of sort of, as it were, gentry folk, but there's plenty of ordinary folk too. But yes, as far as the Queen and the pricking goes, yes, that again, is a very ancient thing. The story goes that because for a long way back, high sheriffs indeed did not get paid for their job, and they were very much discouraged from lining their own pockets. So a lot of people didn't want to be high sheriffs. It's all about expending money and not getting any money in. And so they would try and worm out of it. And the idea was that the names were written on vellum, originally vellum, you know, with a quill pen and all that. And if your name came up, you could sometimes bribe somebody in the court to rub your name out when no one was looking.
Ah.
And so the idea was that then what happened was that instead of the little tick by your name saying, we'll choose that one, and the person could rub out easily, the queen would actually, or the king, as it normally was, would take a pin and poke a hole in the vellum beside your name. And that, of course, could not be rubbed out, and so you were stuck with it, like it or not.
Very, very smart. So is there a term of office in this?
Or is 1 year. Right. 1 year is all.
Okay, and what are you planning to do? I gather there's some charity work that you have lined up.
Yes, well, one of the things that the High Sheriff has to do is during their year of office is that they have to administer what are called the High Sheriff Awards, which are awards given to young people who are doing good things in the community. And so to raise some money for that and also for Macmillan's cancer, I'm going to be doing a walk from, I'm calling it Coast to Cambridge. Well, of course, Cambridge doesn't actually have a coast, but as close as I can get to it, which is sort of just north of Wisbeach. So I'm going to walk from Wisbeach to Cambridge over about the course of 6 days or so, visiting as many places en route. So it'll be a rather funny route, certainly not as the crow flies route.
Zigzagging
across. And sort of collecting money from sponsorship, and collecting money, I hope, from businesses on the way.
Any particular charity that you'll be looking to raise money for?
Well, that we'll say that the High Sheriff Award, which is a charity, and Macmillan's. And the Macmillan's will be helping me also on the route and sort of with tea stops and so on. So it should be a lot of fun.
They do a nice cup of coffee at Macmillan's as well. We had their big coffee morning event. We had one of those just in the green room next door, which went quite nicely.
I'm just praying that the weather is nice. So then the weather is nice, I can indeed then wear my hat on the walk with my feathers. If the weather isn't too good, I'm afraid my poor old hat will have to be kept well out.
Feathers might get a bit soggy if we have. I guess it depends exactly when you start on that. But best of luck with all of that.
It'll be fun, I hope.
Do come back and tell us how well you get on. Never know.
I might come indeed and
meet you when you arrive in Cambridge.
Well, that is the plan, yes. It's for a grand meeting at the end. The celebration.
Well, that's very good. Thank you very much, Linda, for coming in.
It's been a pleasure, Julie.
Thanks very much indeed.